You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And time right now for our weekly visit with Dr. Karen Relucio, Napa County's public health officer, who is kind enough to talk with us each Monday morning, get her week started with information. Good morning, Dr. Relucio.
Good morning, Barry.
Thanks for being with us once again. And as we start a new week, what's your mood on a scale of 1 to 10? Are you optimistic?
Yeah, I think so. I guess on a couple of fronts. We're still, you know, I think our metrics are still in the orange range, but, you know, you could see that a lot of things have opened up. There has been recent posting of guidance for community events such as marathons, biathlons. So that just got posted and is effective on May 1st. Just more industry guidance is coming out for businesses such as, well, there's water parks. Not like we have water parks in Napa County, but there may be adjoining counties in which people enjoy water parks.
And that's all good. So bit by bit, things are coming back online. How are we doing in terms of our positivity rate? We're going to talk about vaccinations, of course, in Napa County.
Yeah. So our case rates are still not low enough to put us in the yellow yet. So, we're still solidly in orange. And, in order to put us in the yellow, we would have to have a case rate of less than 2 per 100,000, and we're still at double that, at least. So we have a ways to go until we get to yellow. And then in terms of vaccination, we've given over 150,000 doses in Napa County. It's a nice landmark because it exceeds our population. But these are people that, this doesn't mean these are people that are completely vaccinated. We will have more numbers on that or more percentages, this week. But I think what I would not be surprised if we're at 50% or more completely vaccinated.
So just to parse this out a little bit, if we're not in the yellow tier in terms of the metrics tomorrow, then that means we wouldn't have a chance to move to the yellow tier for at least two more weeks. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that would be correct.
Okay. So tomorrow is going to be the 4th. So we're looking at the 28th, something like that. I can't do math in my head. 18th. There are some counties, I believe Sonoma County thinks they might be in the yellow metric starting tomorrow, which would get them possibly into yellow the following Tuesday, if I recall correctly. And we see LA County, San Francisco, some other pretty big places that are moving to yellow tier. What's different between their status and ours to where our case rate is staying where it is and theirs have dropped?
Yeah, I mean, it could be a variety of factors. I mean, we do have, I just noticed, just observing that we have more tourism that's happening, it's bustling. And I can't say what is happening in Sonoma County, but, our case rates tend to easily adjust at a higher rate, mainly because we have a smaller population than Sonoma County. So it's really hard to say. I think that a lot of what we're seeing in our cases are based on, people gathering together and with household spread. And, I know that it's a balance between, making sure your mental health is in check as well as preventing case rates. But I mean, those are just those are a few things that could make us different. But we also have a smaller population. All it takes is a few cases to just keep our case rate at a higher rate that keeps us in the orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week, I'm pretty sure we stayed under 50 cases for the entire week, didn't we? Only had, I think, 5 reported on Friday, and there was one day with 10, one day with 12. It was radically different, kind of a significant drop from the previous week.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're on the right track. We just need to keep after it, huh?
Yeah, I think we have to. We just have to keep going.
I have a theory now that, not mine, I guess, I've read it a couple of different places, that some areas where the disease ran wild more has resulted in more people having some antibodies, and so the positivity rate in a place like L.A. County has dropped, you know, well below 1%. And, you know, that's kind of counterintuitive, like it was a hot spot. But is that possibly something that can happen where you have done a better job of not getting the disease, so fewer people have the antibodies, and so you're more likely to have positive cases show up?
Yeah, that's definitely true. I know that they've done some, serological studies in communities where there's been a higher, disproportionate impact. I mean, more of them do have antibodies, so that could definitely play into the decrease in the testing positivity rate mm-hmm. in a lot of counties.
Yeah.
So that definitely could play a role.
Interesting. So, as we've seen this declining level of interest in getting the vaccination, a week or so ago, there was a story focused on a new strategy for the county, how to reach people who either don't have access or don't know where to go to get the shots, may be willing to. Can you talk about that a little bit? What's the approach going to be there?
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of planning on pivoting our strategy. So, for example, just to talk about what's happening this week, we're having, our drive-through clinic tomorrow. We're from 3 to 7 where we're offering, both Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So in the first half from 3 to 5, we're offering Johnson & Johnson. And then from 5 to 7, we're offering the Moderna vaccine, and we're not having people sign up. I mean, I think what we're having to do is to change a strategy so that we have more after-hours clinics and Saturday clinics, having more walk-on options, and then eventually what we're going to do is to do away with a mass vaccination strategy altogether and to really go towards more mobile options where we can go to different parts of the community. We would vaccinate a smaller number of the population, but we want to go and work with, we are working with our trusted partners to help engage those who either don't know about vaccinations and they have problems accessing it because they're working, or else they might be on the fence. So it's a slower strategy, but it's one where you end up, placing your services in a community site, and it could be at a market, it could be at a school or a church. So these are some examples of what we're working on, because we're finding that, the mass, we're not getting enough demand for mass vaccinations anymore. We're just seeing a downward trend, and we're not alone in that. I think we are seeing that across the county, across the state and across the Bay Area. So that's an area where we have to pivot. It's going to be a slower and a harder climb to get more people vaccinated, because we're dealing with, vaccine hesitancy. There are going to be people that want to wait until there's full FDA approval of the vaccine before they'll take it. And I think that the pause in a Johnson & Johnson vaccine probably played into this, this kind of slowdown in demand.
Yeah, I imagine that you're right, even though most people who took that as a reason to say, oh, that's why I wanted to wait, probably didn't really pay attention to the actual risk involved. It was just any little suggestion of a problem for some folks. It's not one of those situations where you can, talk people into it if they're truly hesitant. When do you think the full FDA approval will come through?
Most likely in the fall. Yeah, I think, that's most likely in the fall. And, I think that use authorization will be edited for next month for Pfizer to allow, you know, people 12 years of age or older to be vaccinated. So there's you know, this situation continues to evolve.
Is there any thinking in terms of the strategy about that younger population, school age population? I know they'll probably see stories expanding beyond colleges, where many colleges of over 100 are now saying proof of vaccination to come to campus in the fall. Do you foresee that K through 12 students will, if not here, but in a general sense, will there be a movement toward mandatory vaccination?
Yeah, you know, right now there hasn't been really talk about that at this point, so it's really hard to predict that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's going to be a matter of time until we know that.
Mm-hmm. A very, very touchy situation. As soon as you put the word mandatory on it, it gets explosive.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think the other thing is, in order to, you know, to do the... you know, to mandate a COVID vaccination in addition to the vaccines that are needed to go to, you know, to school, it does take, you know, some kind of legislative or regulatory action to get there. And I'm not really sure that this is like, this is the will at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just, I think we're going to have to wait to see what happens. Yeah, I think that, just to let you know that tomorrow, you know, we have teams of people that are from, you know, the county that will be going to various markets, not only to help people prepare for emergencies, but it's also to just talk about, you know, testing resources and vaccinations in the community. So, you know, that's we are starting that outreach, and that's going to be an ongoing thing going forward.
Very good. One of the other metrics we like to check in on, we talk about cases, but as you've told us before, focusing on hospitalizations is very important. Last time I looked, I think we had around 8 individuals in the hospital, Napa County residents. Is that number holding steady or dropping at this point?
Yeah, I think at this point it's well, I don't know later today. I don't know this weekend.
Yeah, I know. It's always so difficult early on Mondays to have current numbers.
Yeah. We usually don't get word of hospitalizations until after it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So we'll know later today, and okay. I don't want to make things go.
Sure. So when you speak to the Board of Supervisors, will you do that? Will you be on the agenda tomorrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the primary message? Is it, as you said to us here, that we're not ready for the yellow tier yet? We're not going to make it?
Yeah, we'll know what our tier assignment is. We will know that, you know, tomorrow. So once that's official, I will make sure that it gets announced.
Mm-hmm. What's the level of pressure these days? I know many people are very happy to have gotten to the orange tier and are able to do so much more with restaurants and lodging and wineries, of course. Has the pressure on you and the other folks in the public health system lessened some?
Yeah, I think part of it is because the framework has also changed. You know, the Blueprint for Safer Economy looked very different 6 months ago than it does now. So there are more things that can happen now, even if we're under the orange tier. So it's, you know, I think that is definitely decreasing the angst and the pressure.
That's good. So one last question. The governor seems to be continued confident that June 15th, we drop the color tier system entirely. I guess it's a two-part question. Do you think he's accurate and well-founded in being confident about that date? And secondly, what does it look like then? Because I get the perception people think that will mean no restrictions of any kind, but I don't think that's actually going to be true.
No, in terms of whether we're headed that way, you know, we're basing this on testing positivity and hospitalization. I would say that it's a very good possibility. But I think we have to keep an eye on our hospitalizations and seeing, you know, how many cases that we see among people that are vaccinated that are hospitalized. So I think we have to keep an eye on that. We have to keep an eye on the variant strains of the virus that's circulating around and just seeing if it has an impact on hospitalizations and ICU admissions. But I mean, you know, just so far it is looking good because we are seeing, you know, just throughout the state of California, we're seeing lower testing positivity rates. So, you know, I think that is something that looks really favorable. Mm-hmm. So I say this with cautious optimism. So I'm not one to really predict what's going on because we've been surprised before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I certainly would think he must feel like from the beginning that was a good date to pick because you don't want to disappoint people again, right? There's been enough disappointments in the last year plus of the roller coaster ride situation. So I would think they would have been pretty confident about that date or they wouldn't have established it. But the other question is, what do you think it will look like if there are no color tiers? We'll still have some guidance from the state, right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think they'll use other measures to ensure that we can still contain spread of disease without impacting the economy. You know, for example, you know, I think masks are not going to go away, you know, right away, you know, and especially if we have a segment of the population that is unvaccinated, then that's an area where you have to keep an eye on it. And I think the other thing that's probably going to be out there is that there might be more, you know, continued testing. There's going to be the continued sanitation measures and an emphasis on ventilation. And other safety messages such as, you know, it's safer to do things outdoors than indoors. So that's going to be an emphasis. So those are the measures that are going to be continued even after, you know, we actually lift the blueprint. Hmm. So I think that's something to keep an eye on. And I would say it's not going to be back to what it used to be, but it will be modified significantly.
Okay. Well, maybe even folks who don't spend as much time outdoors as others will spend more time outdoors through the coming summer. That's not an entirely bad thing. We can all get our vitamin D and, you know, a healthy tan, if there's such a thing as possible any longer.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Dr. Karen Maluccio, Napa County's public health officer, which is with us once a week here to start the week on Mondays. Thanks for your time today, and we'll listen for your message to the Board of Supervisors tomorrow.
Thank you, Barry. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.